You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Pastor Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. It is Wednesday here on the radio when this is airing, be it 7 a.m., be it 11:45 a.m., or 8:45 in the evening. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to tune in today to WGOD, where God is always broadcasting. He's going to be speaking here today to you this morning through Matthew chapter 3, actually through a variety of different people. Matthew is the evangelist writing it down. The Holy Spirit is the one. Remember, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God's. God breathed, the NIV says. And I like the way that translates. God breathed. We're going to hear from John the Baptist today, who says that the axe, that is the axe of the Lord Jesus, the axe is laid to the root of the trees, and he's going to cut down every tree that is not. And then he says, bear fruits worthy of repentance. Think about that statement as you go into this day here today. Bear fruits. You know, we get the fruits of the Spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And then there's fruits worthy of repentance. That is, what's your salvation worth to you? How much do you value it? How much do you value? Just like the Lord Jesus, when he cleansed the 10 lepers and there's only one that came back, he says, where are the other nine? Were there not 10 that were cleansed? I ask you today, friend. What's it worth to you? So John says, bear fruits worthy of repentance. Here's the next part of our sermon here today in Matthew chapter 3. I invite you out to church tonight, 6 o'clock. We're back. We're in prophecy. We're in the book of Daniel. We'll be in chapter 7 tonight from 6 to about 7:15. Here's our next part of this sermon in Matthew chapter 3. Bear fruits worthy of repentance.
There's nothing worse than this prideful arrogance that leads us to think that we're something when we are nothing. Everyone in this world is replaceable. How about verse 8 one more time? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance, meaning show some evidence that you've repented. Like Zacchaeus, remember him in the Bible? We read about him. Show evidence that you repented. What did he say? He says, look, Lord, I'll pay back everyone I've ever swindled with interest. That's what it means. Bear fruits like the fruit of the Spirit. If you've got the Holy Spirit, you'll possess certain things: love, joy, peace, joy, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, without which there is no law against. Here it's bear fruits worthy of repentance. That is, if you've repented of something, you've got to have fruit on you. Let's see some fruit that you've turned from your sin. Another example is Ebenezer Scrooge. Think about him. Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Scrooge was greedy and had a cold heart. So what did he do? He was generous and he had a warm heart. That is fictionally, but true, because it happens to so many people when they run face to face with the Savior. What was once your weakest point is now your strongest. Praise God for it. Greed bear fruits worthy of repentance. I won't say any more about it here this morning, because I'm sure that everyone here has in an extravagant way shown to the world that they are a changed man and a changed woman. Enough so that those who witness it would glorify God, right? Isn't there anyone here who has returned to give glory to God? You think of the 10 lepers that got cleansed. One comes back and Jesus goes, where are the other 9? Weren't there not 10 that got cleansed? Bear fruits worthy of repentance, John says. And then he says this, pretend this is an axe. And here's you. And here's the axe down here. And that's what he says next. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the tree. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Question, how's your tree looking this morning? Are you like the one leper that returned? Are you going to return to the scene of the crime and give glory to God? Are you grateful that he saved you? Are you grateful you're not the wretch you used to be? I'm not the only one here, am I? I know that. Even now, the axe is laid to the root of the tree. See, God wants your tree to flourish. He might have to do some pruning for yours to flourish, but that's what he wants. He might have to prune yours, some things that you like. He's going to get his snippers out, and he's going to cut, even if they're good things. Things that occupy your time that make you too busy than you should. Things that you might think are good. Maybe it's that thing you're doing on Tuesday night or Thursday night or Friday morning at 6 in the morning. They might be good things, but God's going to prune them sometimes. Maybe it's evil or bad things. Maybe it's your secret sin that you have. God is going to prune them. Because the alternative is the axe is down here. And John the Baptist is speaking prophetically to all of us. Even now, he says, the axe is laid down there to the bottom of this tree, to the root. Not midway up like Nebuchadnezzar that was going to grow back, but it's laid to the root. Them kind of trees don't grow back. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. John the Baptist continues, I indeed, verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who comes after me is mightier than I am, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you on the Mati with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But he will burn up the chaff with, what's it say? Unquenchable fire. Like that what they used to say to me back when I was a little tyrant. Oh, you'll need an asbestos suit where you're going. Something that never burns. It just set flames to it, and it's like the Moses' bush that just burnt and never got consumed. Unquenchable. Means it's still thirsty. So what does that mean, this future prophecy? He will baptize you with two things, the Holy Spirit and with fire. First off, what does baptize mean? Baptize is not a translation. It's what they call a transliteration, meaning they just spell it out in English what it is in Greek, baptizo in Greek. The word means to submerge completely. It means also to be associated with something. So to be baptized in water was to be totally submerged in the water as a ritual act of cleansing. Here, this is a promise, and not just a ritual act, but a promise of a literal act of filling. Once you believe, then you receive. Turn with me, Acts chapter 10, verse 43. Peter preaching to Cornelius' house. Peter says, to him all the prophets bear witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Now, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. That's being baptized with the Holy Spirit. You believe in your heart, and instantly the Holy Spirit comes upon you, falls upon you, as he did unto the Lord Jesus when he was baptized. Baptized and then on pneumatia, I said. It's hard to tell. This can mean either one of three things. That is, baptized with the Holy Spirit. See, translators don't know how to translate this. Because the Greek word, en, the preposition, can mean either one of three things. Baptized with the Holy Spirit, it can mean baptized in the Holy Spirit, or it can mean baptize you by the Holy Spirit. So, in this case, all three are right. We're baptized with the Holy Spirit. He does the work, and you're born again. You're baptized in the Holy Spirit. That is, you're now in him. Remember our other definitions. To be associated with someone. Like being baptized into Moses. Or baptized into the cloud. Or Jesus said, baptized into my death. Or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. Right? It means to be associated with something. And baptized by the Holy Spirit. Let me inform you that every Christian has been baptized by, in, and with the Holy Spirit. Every Christian. Where's that in the Bible? 1 Corinthians 12:13. By one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Whether Jew, Greek, slave, or free, all have been made to drink unto one Spirit. Romans 8:9. You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Every Christian has been baptized by the Holy Spirit. Every Christian. It's in our statement of faith. You've got to believe that to be a member of this church.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.